Hey, hey, Michelle here. So in this episode, I'm actually doing things a little different. I'm interviewing my business coach, Jason Zook from Wandering Aimfully. And if you want to know what that has looked like for me to be coached by someone as I've worked through huge decisions like I want to delete 10,000 people from my email list. I want to retire my husband. I'm thinking of buying a house. Do I want to buy a house? I'm thinking of partnering up with this girl, Amy. And what is that going to look like? These decisions, they were actually all conversations I had with Jason, bouncing off the ideas off of him and getting his feedback and advice. And I invested in that. I invested in 2 years of being able to be coached one-on-one with him. And it has been well worth the investment. So I totally believe in investing in coaching. And if you want to know what that has looked like for me personally, keep listening. Also, Jason is actually the founder of Teachery, which is an online course software that I use to host and sell all of my stuff, Planner Girl magazine stuff, Passive Income Planner Girl courses, memberships, free stuff, paid stuff, all kinds of stuff. And Jason is the one who came up with it. So we talk about how that all started, why he came up with Teachery, how he came up with Teachery. And also we talk about how Teachery is a part of his coaching program, Wandering Aimfully, that he founded with his wife, Caroline. And when you join Wandering Aimfully, you get Teachery for life without having to keep paying for it the way you have to pay for other software. So that is super cool. We talk about that. And also, if you join Wandering Aimfully through me, through my affiliate link, I have tons of bonus stuff for making the most of Teachery. I have an online course template you can use and Canva templates to be able to pimp out your course or your hub or your membership, whatever you want to make. All kinds of templates to get you off to the races. So if you want to check out my affiliate link, if you want to check out the video version of this conversation, which has a bunch more stuff added to it to really show you behind the scenes of how I use Teachery, then go to secretowlsociety.org/Teachery. I'll also put the link in the description of this podcast. So enjoy this episode, and if you're interested in selling stuff on a platform that you don't have to pay every single month for, keep listening. Hello, hello. You might realize that it's not Amy on this show with me.
Slightly different accent, different look completely, obviously. Yeah.
But it is still a very special person. You guys may or may not know Jason Zook from Wandering Aimfully, also from Teachery. I'm going to be talking to him today about Teachery and just about my journey with Teachery and with Jason, because he was my coach for two years, I think, and what that has looked like. And ultimately, this video, we're creating this so that you can get a good sense of this platform that Jason created called Teachery, which is a part of a bigger program called Wandering Aimfully, and why you might be interested in this for your business. And we're just going to kick it off with where Teachery even came from. So Jason, please tell us a little bit about you and how you stumbled into creating an online course software.
Yeah. I mean, I think like so many of the Michelle Rohr faithful, as we'll call them, will kind of sympathize with is you get this idea, you want to create something and you just don't see a way that anybody else is kind of letting you do that. And I think now, you know, 10 years removed from I was creating my first things on the internet, there's so many more tools to make these things. Like you can whip things up much quicker, but it was very difficult 10 years ago. And so I started to kind of just like hear about online courses a little bit. And I didn't think I ever had anything to teach. Like I didn't think I had any skills. I didn't think I had any value to offer through a course. I always thought that was for like really professional people, really well-known people. Like who would want to learn from me? And what I kept hearing was people email me. I was doing this I Wear Your Shirt project with lots of sponsors. And I kept hearing from people saying like, hey, can you teach me how to get sponsors? And I was like, well, it's easy. Just like email people and then like create a spreadsheet, but then also do a follow-up and then make sure you have your value proposition. And then like, I would go down this list and I'm like, oh, I know a lot of things. And so I should put this in a cohesive format. And I think what so many people can relate to is you may not think you have a skill, but then you actually take a look around and you go, oh, I'm actually really good at Canva, or I'm really good at making digital stickers, or I'm really good at creating digital plan, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. And you actually have an expertise, you have a skill to teach. You don't need to be an expert. You just need to know a little bit more than somebody else and maybe have some unique processes of your own. So I was getting these questions. I started to look, this is 2013. I started to look around for online course platforms. At the time, I think there were like three. And one of them charged per student that signed up. And I was like, okay, no way. That doesn't make sense financially. One of them charged per course you create, which I was like, all right, I'm only going to probably create one course. That's what I thought back then. I've now since created like 40, as you have eclipsed even me in that, I think. But I just kept looking. I was like, you know what? None of these feel right. So I'm just going to do what any entrepreneur does. And I'm going to open up Photoshop and I'm going to design something. I'm going to give myself a set of hours and like see what I can create and then give that to a developer friend and ask them if they could turn this into like a WordPress site or something. Like, I didn't even know at that point. I was just like, let me build what I want this to look like and I'll have somebody make it. So fast forward through all of that, I got this really cobbled together WordPress site made for my course, just for mine. Mm-hmm. I got my content in it, like how to get sponsorships. I got a little logo made on Fiverr actually, and just like did this whole thing. And I sent it off to like five or six friends. They're all entrepreneurs as well, which is just a huge pro tip. If you're someone who's making things and you want to get feedback on it, make sure to send it to friends who are in the thing that you're doing. Don't just send it to like your best friend who loves you because they don't understand what you're trying to do. And also they're probably going to be really afraid for what you're doing and they're going to give you the wrong feedback. So anyway, I sent it to my business friends and they wrote back and they're like, yeah, the course is fine. It's fine. It's fine. What platform is this? Did you build the course on? And I mean, I was like, what do you mean what platform? Like, it's like a hacked together WordPress site. Like I paid like $1,000 to like have a developer build this. And they're like, no, like this looks good. Like, I like the way this is organized. This is really like, could I use this? Could you? And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So I actually had a couple people pay just through my developer to like spin up the WordPress site on their sites to build courses. And then they would come back to me and they would ask me like, hey, like, how could I do this? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing here. Like I was in Photoshop like 3 days ago. And so it kind of cobbled from there to, I went to a small conference. I was actually speaking at the conference, talking about my Wear Your Shirt story and all that. And a guy came up to me afterwards and in like true, everyone can imagine like a very like meek, quiet developer comes up to me and he was like, hey, like, I really like your story. If you ever have a project that you want a developer for, like, I would just love to work with you. And I was like, I do have a project that I keep stumbling like into like a roadblock I can't do something with. And that was Gerlando, who I met at this conference in 2013. We basically spent like 3 months over Skype. This also dates back to when, you know, we're doing that. And we just chatted constantly and we would go, okay, I want like this to do this. I had no idea what features were. I didn't know how to like create a software application. We didn't even have like a forgot password thing on there. You know, it was just, take this thing that got hacked together in WordPress, make it into an application, however wizardry that comes together, and then let other people create courses and do that. And it was just like this really kind of like organic trip through all the different steps, do everything wrong, errors all over the place. But I started sharing it with people and people started saying like, oh, this is cool. This is different. I've seen other course platforms, but this one looks like I can maybe customize it a little bit more. And this is before what you've done with Teachery, which is like, pushed it beyond and whatever we thought was possible. And we just year over year, it's been a side project. It's been a very quiet thing. We've never tried to compete with the other online course platforms of the world. And we don't ever want to try and do that. I just always want it to be this side project for us and to empower people like you and Kim White and the other Wanting Aimfully members and all of our teacher customers who have skills to teach. They have things that they know that they can offer the world in a way that it doesn't take knowing how to like install a WordPress plugin and like deal with all that, in a way that you can actually bring your branding to it and make it look like your beautiful designs and all those things. And that's really what we care about with Teachery. Like, we want it to be easy to use. We want you to be able to customize the heck out of it. We're going to push that even further in the next year, but just to have that platform be available for people to use and just to continue to use it ourselves and learn from it and learn from people like you who are using it. So that's my super long story. Sorry if I went too long on that.
No, I feel like I'm listening to my own story, just with different things swapped in, because same thing, sure. I had the Ultimate Life Binder, is using it for myself, solving my own problems. Other people are like, can we have this too? Can you make one for us? I'm like, okay, I guess I'll sell it. And I take this thing I rinky dinked together in Google Docs and put it on Etsy. And then it made $80,000 over the course of those few years. And it was just me doing my thing with my skills, with my own life and problems to solve. And it ended up helping other people. So totally entrepreneurial journey right there.
Yeah. And also I think I hope the really relatable thing is like, it's easy for your people to look at you now and be like, Michelle is so established. Like, she has done all these things. She can do anything.
She has the empire.
She has the gigantic empire. And then, you know, look at folks like Caroline and I, who run Wandering Aimfully and Tea Tree. And, you know, we've got all these things, but we all started where we both just talked about starting.
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
Exactly. And even in like 4 years, like Wandering Aimfully did not exist 4 years ago. And now it's a business that makes us our enough number of revenue, and we're super happy with, and our members seem to be really happy with it. But 4 years ago, it didn't exist. And it just shows you the power of like what you can do in the time that we live, and the, you know, things that we can just easily spin up. And yeah, there's definitely privilege in there. There's definitely a lot of opportunities that we have that a lot of people don't, but we still have the same tool sets. We still have the same things that are available. And a lot of us still have a lot of the same skills and expertise to create those things. And I think that hopefully is the super relatable thing of, you can start right now and in 4 years have a life-changing business, however that's defined for you. It doesn't mean you have to be a millionaire. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, live on a beach somewhere and get sand in your laptop every day. It just means that you can take care of your kids, your family. You can feel comfortable. You can finally have control of your time. Like, that is a time that we live in. And I love that, like, Tea Tree is like one small tool that can help people do that. And that continues to me to be such an exciting thing. We get single moms who sign up and they're like, thank you for giving me a platform. I can finally make it look like I want and like customize it the way I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where Tea Tree has been, because even though it looks like I have all of this stuff, sometimes people tell me, oh, I know you have a big team and I hope I can get there one day. And I'm like, I actually don't. It's just me and an assistant. And I do have people I collaborate with and do joint ventures with, but they're not on payroll. They don't show up and clock hours. They don't do, but it's, the thing is, even though you said Tea Tree is this small thing, for me, it's my super, super juice. Like, this is the thing that makes my business seem like it's so big. And there's all these people supporting it when it's really just me and my assistant behind the scenes, is because I make Tea Tree work for me. Like, Tea Tree is my team. And so I just want to backtrack and talk about how I came into this. I had launched a course on Thinkific in 2017. I called it Passive Income with Printables. I was just, again, teaching my skill on how I create and sell printables, printable planners. And I launched it on Thinkific. It did really well because I charged $100 for it, sold it to 100 people. That's a $10,000 launch. So I knew there was huge power and potential if I opened myself to it. At the same time, I was looking at the fees. Because at first I was on the free plan, which if you're on the free plan with a software, chances are there's something about it that's not free. Like, what they were doing to make it free was they were taking 10% of every sale. And that doesn't even include transaction fees for payment processors. So I was paying $10 per sale to Thinkific for every time I sold a course. And at 100 sales times $10, that was $1,000 just from the launch in expenses for transaction fees. And so I was like, okay, let me upgrade to the bigger plan where instead of paying per sale, I just pay a certain amount of months, certain amount of dollars per month. And that was, I think, $99 per month. And then I was like, am I going to pay $99 a month till the day I die? Forever. And I have no problem paying for things because I don't think everything should be free. But it did plant that seed of, what else is out there? what else could I be using that might be a better deal? And that's the game that we all play as entrepreneurs. We're always hunting for the next software or platform or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I came across, well, I already knew of you and Caroline, and I had already bought Caroline's branding course. And then I came across this amazing product called Buy Our Future. I think I must have been on your email list and saw that you had this program that was going to give me access to everything you've ever made and everything you ever will make for one price. And that included Teachery. And I just knew, just me getting Teachery and not having to pay $100 a month for being able to sell my course is going to be worth way more than this investment. And so I signed up for that. And I also signed up for, you were offering a limited number of spots for people who wanted to get coaching. I think it was a year long, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was four calls in a year. And here's the real fun part about this, which I love sharing and things like this. We had so much imposter syndrome about adding that because it was like the price for Buy Our Future was $1,500, but the price with the coaching was $3,500 because we were just like, okay, we don't necessarily want to do one-on-one coaching, but I get asked about it a good amount. Caroline's getting some emails about it with her Better Branding course. And we're just like, okay, what's a number that if a couple people bought it and we just set it to five, we're just like, we'll just do five people doing this. And if they bought that, we would say, okay, we'll figure this out. But we were super nervous about that. We're like, no one's going to buy this. And you and four other people bought it in the first 48 hours. And so we were like, oh, this is like people want this, right? And we wouldn't have known that. Like we would have counted ourselves out from doing that. And granted, a $1,500 product is already like a pretty pricey product in the grand scheme of things. Granted, it's lifetime and you get a software and all that. But to add another thing onto it, like I think what I'm just trying to share with you there is if you're watching this and you're like, I'm afraid to put up like a $20 product or like a $100 product, like don't be afraid. Don't count yourself out. Don't like take money out of your own bank account first before you let other people tell you like, oh, I'm not willing to pay for that. Or, you know, I don't trust you enough to pay you. And there's such a lesson to be learned there. But anyway, so grateful that you bought that coaching package because it was really fun to start chatting with you at that time.
Yeah, well, I'm so freaking grateful that you offered it because that ended up being just as valuable as Teachery because I was in a point in my life where I was getting ready to leave the island where I had been born and raised. I had just launched this course. My life is changing. I'm going to get married. Everything in my life was changing. And when I came across the Buy Our Future and the coaching offer, something just told me, I remember looking at my boyfriend, now husband, and saying, I think I need to get this. And it's more money than I had ever spent on anything in my life. And I just knew I needed to invest in this for myself. Like I knew that what was next for me needed the support that was being offered. And so I commenced a year, well, it was four calls spread out across the year. And then I think we did a few calls where I just jumped on and asked you things.
Yeah.
But I already knew the power of investing in coaching because I had done it a couple times prior. And I always knew that something happens in my brain where because I spent money to talk to you, my brain is going to grab the information and run with it a lot more than if I just, you know, heard something on a podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
So I got on Teachery, but I also started doing calls with you. And I think every breakthrough I've ever had, I would have told it to you in the midst of having the breakthrough. Like, Jason, I'm thinking of deleting 10,000 people from my email list.
Oh, I remember that call. I remember that call because part of me, and like we know each other well, and maybe a couple people who are watching this know me. I'd be like, yeah, delete that email list, right? Like, just go for it. Let's get weird. Let's, you know, whatever we're going to do, let's do things differently. But then like, there's a small part of me who's like, okay, this woman is paying me to like coach her in business. What do you mean you're going to delete 10,000 subscribers? Like, this is a crazy thing to do. But you know, that to me is not to like pat myself on the back, but just as any coach of anybody doing anything, your goal is not necessarily to tell them what they should do. It's to listen to what they're saying and then offer back some type of like, either yes, do this or cheering them on, or just say, you know, hey.
Yeah, little tweets, you know,
why are we doing this? Like, and I think I remember talking to you like, well, you know, could we pull like just your customers out of this and like keep your paying customers and then delete all? And you had already been like, yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, I've already actually like pulled them out of the CSV. And like, I think I just want to have, if I'm going to have an email list, I remember you saying, I only want it to be a people who've paid me money. And I was like, that's ballsy, you know, like that definitely takes some gumption, but it's smart. It is a really smart business move. And it takes a risk to do that. And I love that about like all the years that we've been chatting. You know, I've probably provided almost no new information to you whatsoever. I've just been there to chat you through some of these big decisions. And I'm weird enough that I'm like, yeah, let's totally do this. And then I hang up and I go tell Caroline, I'm like, Michelle's doing some weird shit again. You know, like she's, you know, she could really fit into our family. You know, you're just like, we're all doing things. But I think that is just a testament to, we hear this all the time with like being an entrepreneur means you like take risks and you challenge yourself and you do that. And there are some people who just say those things and play it really safe. And that's okay. Like if you just are not a risk, you know, taking person, that's totally fine. But there are also people who want to step forward in their business and make a big change in their life and let go of a really comfortable situation because they know there's more on the other side. And that does take doing something that most people wouldn't do. And I just give you a lot of credit and commend you for doing that over and over and over again. And I think you've seen it has continued to bear fruit. Even if every time you made one of those moves, it's not like a financial thing. It's more of like a mental thing, like the quitting social media, which, you know, maybe we'll talk about towards the end of this. Like that is a scary thing to do because social media seems so integrated into all of our lives, but it has unintended benefits that you're not going to see for mental clarity and other things. So anyway, big shout out to you for jumping on that coaching package. I remember those calls, looking forward to them so much because I mean, we were working through like Basecamp and a Google Doc. Like it was such a mess at the time, but I just remember looking forward to them because I'm like, okay, we had a call. Michelle and I talked about, we were going to do these things. She's working on moving, you know, into like a course and using Teachery and moving some stuff over. By the next time we chat, like I think she's going to have all this stuff done. And even before that, like those things would be done. You'd be working on stuff. You know, you'd be asking questions and doing things. And I just think it really goes to show like you can do all these things amidst big life changes too. And just a credit to you, like, I think, I don't know if you want to chat about it, but like how you navigated the big move, like moving from the island you grew up on, like a relationship that was changing. I don't think you were having kids yet, but you were probably right about that time starting to, and that's a lot of stuff to juggle along with these big business decisions too.
Yeah, during our coaching time, I had a kid. I think I got pregnant with the next kid because after we finished our first coaching year, he said, hey, you want to do another one? I was like,
damn. I hard sold you. Yeah.
I'm not going to say no when it was so good the first time. So yeah, we just, I just had to look at the fact that every time I made a counterintuitive but intuitive choice,
yeah,
it always paid off. So it was first, I need to delete 10,000 people from my list. I'm done trying to convert freebie people. And then it was, Jason, I think I'm going to retire my husband. Do I have the money? No, but I'm going to do it. And then it was, oh my gosh, I have to say thank you because I would not be moving to Portugal next year if it wasn't for you. Oh, and awesome. You probably don't even know why, but we had a call. We didn't even talk about business. We got on a call and I said, we're looking at buying this house here in Tennessee because we were in Tennessee at that point. And I was like, I was just hesitant about it, but I was about to do it. I was about to buy this house. And you said, pull the brakes. That was the one time you said, don't do it.
Yeah. And it's because I have personal, like I now have like history with buying a house that I regret buying and just like getting locked into something. And I remember you being in this stage of your life and me seeing myself in that being like, I feel like you're going to get stuck there. Like I totally know you could rent it out and you could do that, but it's like, you've also moved a couple times. So I could also sense like you kind of wanted to like put down some roots and that's okay. But I also knew you had all these other ideas and goals and passions. And I was just like, do we really want to buy a house? Like, I just want to, again, like that's the part of me where I'm gung ho on some of these, but I also just want to flip the other coin too and just say, maybe not. I don't know. Like, let's just think about it.
Yeah, you have been a great sounding board. And because of that conversation, I went to my husband and said, we're not buying this house.
And, he's just constantly like, who do you keep getting on a call with in there? I need to stop this from happening.
No, he's the one who is like, yep, you get on those calls, do what you need to do. Like, he signed up for this as much as I did. And I was trying to make Tennessee make sense by buying that house. And what I needed to do was step into the next counterintuitive decision, which was, oh, we're going to move to Florida just because you want to. Yeah. So it was just decision after decision after decision, and you being there and sounding things off of you. And the last call that we had, I was actually in St. Croix on vacation, going through a lot of decisions. And I got on a call with you. And I remember the topic of the call was, hey, Jason, I'm thinking of partnering up with this girl, Amy. What's your advice? And that led, and you gave me some advice, and that partnership has led to the next evolution of my business, which, if people are a fan of this show, they already know all about Amy and I working together and producing products together, and you know what that has turned into. So that is the history of Michelle and Jason. This isn't just someone I'm casually recommending. This is someone I know and I trust, and I have no problem sending people Jason and Caroline's way, because they give people permission to be themselves, because Jason and Caroline have no problem being themselves. So that is the story of our friendship. So the next thing I want to talk about is more about Teachery and why it is special, why it is different, why people might want to take a look at Teachery when there's other, you know, now there's a lot of other course platforms. Yeah. So my primary purpose of loving Teachery and sticking with it for the last 4 or 5 years, has been the fact that I can make it feel like me. It's not me trying to fit myself into this box that looks like every other course software, where it's basically, in the way I describe it, it just feels cold and clinical. Most of the software out there is just like, just plug in your information and you're done. But for me, I like to create environments. I like to create experiences. I like to imbue my personality and my vibe and my energy into what I'm creating. That is part of what it means to create for me. It's not just, oh, here's some information. It's here's a whole world. Here's Michelle's world. Come inside. And Teachery has with Teachery, you have the ability to customize it and do so much more with it than with other course platforms. And for me, the reason why I do so much with it is because I don't just use it for online courses. In fact, I confuse people, because Teachery is an online course software, and I'm over here saying things like customer hub and magazine hub and newsletter hub, and like I'm calling it hub a lot.
Yeah.
People are like, what is this hub? And basically, if I were to redefine Teachery, I would say it is a way for you to host and sell your intellectual property, whether or not it's a course. It doesn't have to be a course. And that's what's powerful about it, is even though it's an online course platform, it's so flexible that you don't need to wait till you figure out how to make a course to make something that can sell. And so I've used Teachery for things that were free, things that are for sale. I have created a whole series about all the different ways that I have used Teachery, but I'll run through it verbally right now, just quickly. I have used it to create online courses. So a passive income planner girl, PDF glow up, digital planner template kit, Canva template kit. Those courses have made hundreds of thousands of dollars on Teachery. And then I have also used it to sell memberships. So people paying annually for access to coaching. So I've used it for that, and I'm still using it for a membership-based product called Plant and Grow Insiders. And then I have also used it for things that were free. So one of the things that I have is a magazine, a digital magazine. And when you're creating a digital magazine, where are you going to put it? Am I going to send people to flipsnack.com where the magazine is hosted? No, I want to put it in my own world, my own environment. And I don't want to just throw it up on my website. I want it to have its own home. So that's really key for me, is when I create something, I have a choice. Either it's going to go up on the website with everything else, or it's going to go in its own space and feel like its own little environment and its own little ecosystem. And so I created the Planner Girl Magazine Hub, which people get access to when they join the newsletter, or even if they don't join the newsletter, they can get access to it. I just have so many ways that I have used Teachery to create this experience for people to feel like they're a part of something and to feel like it's something special. And so, and that was part of me deleting 10,000 people from my list. I wanted to focus more on the experiences that I was creating for my customers and what I was doing to draw people in as customers, instead of chasing people and trying to get them to become customers. I just focused on my world, making my world as warm and inviting as possible. And that really just not only draws in new people, but it leads my current customers to buy more things. And that was really a huge learning piece for me, was, oh, it is far more profitable to have customers you already have buy more than to constantly just try to get new customers. And then when my brain was like, okay, how do we get our customers to buy more stuff? It started sending me ideas for how we could improve what we already had in order for them to want more of it, instead of just being like, oh, I made something and, you know, people have a semi great experience and don't want anything else after that. When I look at my customers, because in Teachery, you can click on a customer and see everything they've bought. I see people who have bought 3 things, 5 things, 10 things. Like, it's always people, like, it's most of the time there are people who are just buying more things. And I think it's, I really do think it's, yes, I, you know, I'm creating stuff that is valuable, but also I'm creating experiences that feel good. And a huge part of that has been the customization of Teachery, where it doesn't just feel like they're sitting there absorbing information. They are entering an experience, and that's what I keep hearing from people. They're like, this is so beautiful. I love coming in here. This is so enjoyable. I love the branding. I love the colors. Like, it is an experience. And I have to credit Teachery for that, because it literally lets me just go instead of being like, oh, it's not feeling right. I can't get it to look right. Like, it's just like a blank canvas, and I can just do my thing. And that's what I try to communicate to people, is when you feel energetically aligned with what you're using to build your business, you just get this fire. Like, people ask me, like, how do you do all these things? It's because I'm energetically aligned with the tools I've chosen to use in my business. And the biggest tool that I'm using is Teachery. And I just, like, that's a powerful tool, because that is exactly how I turn my intellectual property into stuff that people can buy. But it's not just stuff, it's beautiful experiences that make them continuously want more. And that has been the magic.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that you've even changed how I've thought about Teachery as the person who made the thing is, it's, Teachery is a course specifically, is just a container for information. You know, you called it like a way to house your intellectual property. And we have to use a word like a course, a lesson, a sub-lesson, a transcript, you know, an embeddable video, because otherwise this is the game that people play when they start a business. And it's what we called your two-word tango in Waym all over the place, which is, but just like, what is the thing? You know, like, you know, if you tell somebody like, oh, I'm creating my, like, elemental view into space and time through your heart. And I'm like, okay, that's wonderful. But like, is it a digital planner? And you're like, yeah, it's a digital planner. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. I just need to know that that's what it is. And so with Teetree, it's like, we just have to say like, it's an online course software, just so everyone understands this is what it is. But folks like you have done such a great job of going, yeah, it is. But like when I click create a new course, this is you, when I click create a new course, I'm actually not creating a course. I'm just creating a container for information. And now I can expand that container to be whatever I want. And it doesn't have to have a list of 20 lessons on the side with little time stamps and like a video embedded here. It can be so many other things. And I love watching you and Kim White and Michelle Simkin and like all the other Waymers who are really pushing Teetree, you know, beyond what we've done. And we've only started to talk about that of, do you want to sell a digital planner or any type of ebook or product or whatever? Create a course. In the first lesson, introduce who you are. In the second lesson, give them the way to download and view that thing. And in the third lesson, upsell to whatever your next product is that you want them to buy, and brand the whole thing so it feels beautiful and thoughtful. And if you want to throw in some bonus stuff, like you can create lessons for that. And there's so much that you can do. And I love just watching you push all the different boundaries. Like when you look at it, yeah, they have a very similar look because you're basing it off of a template that we created, but it all feels like a different experience. And like clicking through a lesson should feel joyful and fun and interesting and like, oh, what am I going to get next? You know, and clicking that next like lesson or page or, you know, whatever, we want that to continue to be something that folks like you and other people who use Teetree just let their imagination run wild, but then also have like a certain set of, you know, kind of like ideas of like, okay, mm-hmm. I want to run a membership community. Cool. I can use Teetree for that. Every lesson is just the monthly coaching that I'm doing. And so I'm just going to like create a draft lesson. Next month's thing is going to be in there. And then when it's ready, I hit publish and now all my members get it. Great. That's easy. And like, now you just have like a membership community that you run through a course. And I do think it is just so fun to be able to push the customization of what those things can look like beyond, again, what all these other platforms, and some of them just are like, they're overloaded with features that are great. But really at the end of the day, like, does your customer care about the features or does your customer care about a great experience learning the thing that you're teaching them or showing the thing that you're showing them? And they care about the latter. They don't care about like all these fancy things, which is why we constantly get emails from people like, oh, do you have, you know, how do you compare to Thinkific or Kajabi or Teachable or like Podia? I'm like, honestly, I don't even know how we compare because every time I log into one of those, I'm so overwhelmed with all the things they can do. I just want simplicity. I want to create a thing. I want to sell the thing. And I want to make it look like I want it to look. Everything else out there, all the other things, it's fine. I'm sure those features are helpful in some way, but they're not the core of what I want to run my business, just how you want to run your business.
Yeah, like we've all tested a bunch of different platforms and there's all, even if they have a million features, if you don't feel like it's someplace that you can just go and create, then it's not going. Like more is not always better. And simplicity is one of my biggest values. And the thing about Teetree is you guys kept it very, very simple. You did not give in to more is better. You did not add a bunch of bells and whistles. And so it's like that simplicity does create a canvas where other people can decide what they want it to be instead of trying to fit into everything that has accumulated to become, to create whatever software is supposed to be super valuable because it just has more stuff in it. So I love how Teetree has helped me build my business in a way that it works for my business. I'm not working it, it's working for me. And it's just one thing I want to share as a strategy that I've used that has worked really well for me. And then we can talk about how Teetree fits into Wame. Because it feels like this little experience where people come in and they're kind of like walking through your little world, like the way I design my hubs and courses, I always, at the last lesson, because they're lessons, I put the next step. What is the next step for the customer? And that is how I have created, how I have made Teetree work for me, because I have not started sending regular emails until like a month ago. After quitting social media, I'm like, oh, now I can do email marketing. But
That's but, a new thing. Just yeah. started hearing about this, you know?
Yeah. And I didn't even start building my newsletter with people who weren't customers until like a year ago or a year and a half ago when we started doing the magazine. And I was like, well, I want people to read the magazine, even if they're not a customer. So how in the world did I build this business when I wasn't doing email marketing? The way that I built this business was Teachery, because I always made it so clear to people what the next step was. So if someone bought Passive Income Planner Girl, I introduced them to The Magic Is You. If someone bought the Digital Planner Template Kit, I introduced them to Passive Income Planner Girl. Like, I was always inside of Teachery saying, hey, you ready for the next step? Here it is. And people would just upsell themselves. I wasn't emailing them and telling them, hey, remember? No, they would just see what the next step was and take it. And now what's incredible is after since 2017 of selling Passive Income with Printables, the other side benefit of creating a course is amazing people become students and then they become friends and then they become partners. So Amy was actually a student of Passive Income with Printables. Kim White, Maria Alejandra, Jamie Ballard, Michelle Simpkin, all these people were students of my first initial course. And as they went through that course and started creating their own courses with Teachery, they created beautiful products. And then I was, you know, happy to be their affiliate. So now I sell not only my own courses, but their courses. So here's the point. Even if you don't have a ton of courses to, like, you don't need to be Michelle and have 50 courses in Teachery. You can have other people that you refer people to and use Teachery to show people the next step. So if you make a course, what course would you want to refer to someone after they had bought that course? Instead of waiting X number of months to tell them through an email, just put it right in the course. Tell them what the next step is right in the course. I do that with my own courses and I do that with other people's courses. I tell people, hey, you know what? Maybe Michelle Simpkin's course is the next step for you because I don't know anything about digital stickers. Go to her. And so I committed last year, this has only just been since 2020. I committed to making money through affiliate marketing because my students were making such great courses. And so I was just showing the numbers to Jason a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I've made like $37,000 just referring my own students to other people's courses. And that has been like an income that was there. And I didn't, all I did was just show people what the course was within the course they bought from me. So it's like, using Teachery to break the rules, because I buy a lot of courses. Rarely do I see people present the next step within the course. So I just find all these ways to just simplify things, simplify. And because of how Teachery is, I just feel like it's really organic and it doesn't feel salesy the way I'm able to put it all together in there. So
I think a big part of that too is the experience, right? Like it's not in this, like you said, like this clinical looking thing with like, yeah, you tweaked a couple of colors, but like, it still feels like I'm in some type of software as opposed to, I feel like I'm in like a crafted experience and the next step you want me to take is to look at this other crafted experience. Well, I really enjoyed this one. So yeah, I think I'll probably enjoy this other one. Like that, you know, that just is kind of like human nature is to follow those paths. And I think that's why, you know, we've tried to resist so many of the features of like, you know, people want like a school and they want this thing. It's like, yeah, I understand that other platforms have made those things popular, but to me, it doesn't feel like a good experience. And it doesn't feel like the way that someone would actually enjoy this. And if that's what you really want, like, please go use that other platform and be really happy about using it. But I just really want to stick with for running Teachery of helping folks like you be empowered to create these experiences that you come up with. Like there's nothing in Teachery's help docs that's like, hey, by the way, at the end of every course, have a lesson that like leads someone to the next thing. It's just an intuitive, smart thing to do.
Yeah.
And to lead someone. And just to be honest, like I remember when I created my first course, that sponsorships course, there was no action for anyone to take, you know, like there was no other course, there was no other thing. And I just remember it was adding a survey at the end of the course as my last lesson. And I'm like, let me know how you thought this went and like what you might want next. And that's actually where my second course came from, was having that embedded survey. People were saying, oh, could you do this about podcasting? I was like, well, it's kind of the exact same information, but people wanted it in a shorter, more condensed, like, just tell me about podcasts. Like, I just need to know like the steps for that. And that led to my second course. So like there's a lot of things you can do, yeah, even if you don't have another action step. Mm-hmm. Think forward of, I have my customer's attention. I don't want to try and recapture that attention through email or social or whatever. What can I have them do for me that's going to help me with my business, but that will also help them in the future by them just telling me what they want?
Exactly. That's the thing. It's not like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do next, fill in the boxes. It's like, I can do anything I want. What feels good? What do I know is going to be to make my customers happy and feel good for them? And so for everyone, it's different. And when you do what feels good, it just ends up working out so well. And that's what I always hammer on. Just do what feels good. And so with Teachery, the other benefit, I don't even think I said this. I think I might have. But the other benefit is when you get it through Wandering Aimfully, you get it for life. You don't have to keep paying for it. So I have been able to use Teachery in my business without paying every single month for this platform, and I'm never going to have to pay. Like, that is incredible. Like, I am on my way to a business where I don't pay for anything.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's interesting to be the person, you know, who's on the side of like offering a lifetime subscription model to things. Right. And that's what we, Caroline and I, when we did Buy Our Future, I was already doing it myself with Buy My Future in the beginning. And then I brought Caroline on board because it just made sense. Like, we worked together. Our products have some crossover. It wasn't a ton at that time. Again, like, I had a sponsorship course, she had a branding course, but like there's a little bit, like the Venn diagrams were close. And now we're at this place where we're like, there's no Venn diagram. It's just two circles that overlap completely. And we love it. Like, we love being able to create a business model where someone can pay for something for a certain amount of time, where we've done the math as business owners to be smart to go, well, we know our average customer lifetime value through like all of our products is like $1,000. Well, if we could make that $2,000 and then give an immense amount of value moving forward, that would be a win-win, because we get more money per customer and the customer gets more value over the long term. Like, why is this not a good idea? And I think the reason it's not a good idea for bigger businesses than ours is because they have so much overhead. Like, it's just the two of us. Like, you at least have an assistant. We just have each other, and we don't have to make more money. And I think that's a big thing too, to, you know, anybody listening to this thing about how they want to run their business. You don't have to do things the way that all these other entrepreneurs and businesses are doing them. You can offer lifetime pricing for a product. You just have to make sure that the numbers work out for you, the time commitment works out for you, the division of labor works out for you, and you're figuring out how you're, you know, doing those things. But yeah, we love that Wandering Aimfully Unlimited, which is now what our product is called, which includes Teachery, you know, it's all one thing. And where else on the internet can you get like monthly business coaching to know what thing to focus on every month, a community of amazing creative people who are super supportive and not all trying to just make a ton of money, you know, access to people who you've talked about, which is us, that actually know what we're talking about and can help you not buy houses in Nashville. And then get a course platform in there that you can then leverage and make things moving forward for all time. And it's not to say there's not some like Wandering Aimfully Teachery account where you don't get new features. It's everything. Like, you're in an account that gets all of the new features. So like, we finally have upsells as a feature coming out here very soon, which is exciting. I know. We're super excited about themes. So I think that's what we're going to call them. We haven't decided yet, but essentially, like, you could take the Planner Girl magazine course and you could flip one button on it that says, sell this as a theme. And you could show that to someone and they could say, yeah, I want to buy this as like a course that I'll make that's got a pre-design set up. And then one click, someone buys that from you and now it's in their account and they can customize.
You mean people can buy it? And so buy it from me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. So we want to start doing like a full library of themes. We want to have some of our creators like you and Kim and some other people be able to like submit themes, and we're figuring all that out. Like, we don't know what all that looks like, but I do know that that's one big feature that we're super excited about, because it takes the exact experience and customization that you've talked about. Like, I already know out of your 50 courses, like 15 of those could become themes, probably 25 of them could become themes, right? Like, you strip out all the intellectual property that you care to keep, but you have like, you've already done all the work to set this up for someone. And now you can go, hey, do you want to sell a digital planner hub? Here's my digital planner hub theme. It's $50 or, you know, whatever. And like one click of a button, they now have that course in their account. and they can go ahead and customize it. So it's those types of things that like you're going to keep getting as someone who's finished paying us years ago. Anybody who joins, you know, is going to continue to get moving forward. And we just love thinking about how we can make these experiences great. And year after year, like I've told you this many times, like I hope in 10 years we're getting on a call and you're like, I'm still getting stuff from you. And I'm like, I know, isn't it awesome? Like, it just feels like such a fun and interesting business model to have.
Yeah, I'm popping up in Jason's Slack every month saying, Jason, I found out another way to use Teachery. Look at this.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And I'll send it to Caroline. I'll be like, I never thought to do this. You know, this is like, and I think that's just what is so fun about being that connected to your customers. Like, I think that's the other thing is we keep Teachery small intentionally. We keep Wandering Aimfully small intentionally because I want to have those conversations with you. And I want to see you doing these things and be able to respond and interact and be there. And we all have been a part of, you know, paying for some type of software and you reach out to someone and it feels like you're reaching out into a black hole. You know, and like, you might get a response back, you might hear from someone who like doesn't actually listen to your problem. And it just feels so disconnected. I love that, like, I'm the one responding, like, I don't always love it, because sometimes I get support requests I don't love. And that's just the nature of running a business. But I love when I get the things where like, hey, is it possible to do this in Teachery? And like, I have to think and I go, oh, I think like Michelle's doing that, or Kim's doing that, or, you know, someone else is doing that. Let me go just like real quick, see how they did it. Oh yeah, you can do that. Like, here's the code snippet to use, or like, here's this way of doing things. And to be able to keep that relationship with people, like, to me, that's the most important thing. And I think you have seen it firsthand. You can reach me. You can ask me questions. You can have me look at things. Like, it's never going to be a, oh yeah, like I can do that, but like, here's a bill, like, or here's how much an hour that's going to cost you. Like, it's never going to be that way because we just genuinely care and we want to be a part of your journey.
Yes. So that's the other thing I want to close off with is when you're joining Wandering Aimfully, which is the group coaching program Jason bullet pointed, and Teachery for Life is a part of that. You're not just joining a huge community of people who are going to overwhelm you. These are people who are building relationships. Like Jason and Caroline, they're there to have a relationship with the community, with me, with you. It's not a faceless corporation. And that is powerful because our experience as entrepreneurs, Jason, Caroline, and I are talking about meeting up in Europe. Like, what is that? Like, how, this is when I stop and think about it, it's like my life is so rich because of the relationships that I have built with people in my business who I've met through my business. Amy Johan and Kim, Michelle, James, like all these people, Maria Alejandra. I've never met any of these people in my real life. But you guys have changed my life and I am so grateful. And I'm so grateful to Teachery. Tell Caroline I'm so grateful to her. I'm so grateful to you and that I don't have a house in Tennessee so I can go move to Portugal next year. Yeah. Like this is more than just software and platforms and tools. These are, who do you want to partner up with in business? Who do you want to have in your corner? So I highly, highly recommend Jason and Caroline.
Well, we appreciate it. And, you know, we say all the time, like if we had 1,000 Michelle Roars in Wandering Aimfully, first of all, it'd be super weird, but it would be amazing just to, you know, have people that are constantly taking action. They're pushing the boundaries creatively. They're pushing up against all the like online business things that people do. It's like, oh, you got to have a sales funnel. You got to do Facebook ads and you got to do all this crap. And a lot of times that stuff just feels soul sucking. And what doesn't feel soul sucking is creating meaningful, wonderful, thoughtful, interesting experiences that are different and don't feel just about like trying to get more money or trying to get a sale or what have you. And I think that's the real special sauce of WAME is you folks, that's what we call Wandering Aimfully is WAME. You folks who are a part of it, you really bring the richness to it. You make it a more diverse and interesting and creative and collaborative and supportive group. Again, because everybody's not just there to try and like build a seven-figure business. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that when that's the only measure of this is what we're trying to do here, it can sometimes muddy the waters of, well, then everyone's just chasing after a thing, as opposed to, I just want a rich life. Like you said, like that doesn't involve necessarily a certain amount of money. That involves a mindset, it involves a feeling, it involves time, it involves space. And those are the things we talk about all the time in Wandering Aimlessly. And I think the other thing, like, I definitely want to make sure that we point out with your story and even my story and our story, is it takes time. Like, so often everyone wants to give you this, like, in 30 days, you're going to have a business, it's going to be churning out money, and you're going to be good to go, and it's going to be passive and wonderful. And that's just not the truth. No one can give you that, especially like a business that like is good for your soul, because you could do a couple crappy things that would do that. But it takes years. And as long as you're committed to that journey and you're excited to be on that journey and you can figure out processes and things and you have the space to do that, you can get there, and you can absolutely have the same success as Michelle, and you can have 50 courses that are, you know, of all different types and sizes and styles that link together, and you can keep doing all those things and just give yourself the permission to say that it might take a little bit longer than a lot of people have promised you, but that's okay. You're not in this for the overnight success. You're in this for building a life and a business that feels amazing and in your control for probably the first time in, you know, years of trying to do this.
Yeah. And you took the words out of my mouth. I truly believe that when you're building a business that really, really does feel good to you, it does take longer, because when you give yourself that time, then you're giving yourself time, and it's going to take time. And when I look at the time I've spent, I've taken dinosaur years compared to some people. Like, I've been in business for 10 years. Other people who've been in this business this long are already millionaires. Yeah. But like you said, if the money isn't the goal, it's who you become and how you are enjoying your way toward the goal, so much so that the goal doesn't need to happen right now. And so what this really is about is, are you going to enjoy the time it takes? No matter how much time it takes, can you make that irrelevant because you're just enjoying the journey so much? Which makes me want to ask you to explain, what does the name Wandering Aimfully mean?
Yeah, I mean, for us, that's like our entire ethos. Like, I'm a little bit more of the wandering and Caroline's a little bit more of the aimfully. And, you know, but we definitely overlap a lot in those things. And so for us, it's just this constant pursuit of experimentation, of trying things, but also like knowing a direction we want to go. You know, like, we want to live full time in Europe in 2022. That's been a plan for 5 years. It's not like something we just woke up one day and we're like, oh, now we're making X amount of dollars a month, let's move to Europe. You know, like, that's not how that works. It's like, 5 years ago, we said, how can we build our businesses so that we can be able to do this and still have a membership community that we're going to show up for every month? But we've also restructured how our monthly coaching is done, so it doesn't take as much time. We can streamline a little bit more, you know, in those things. But yeah, the entire Wandering Aimfully ethos is just about slowing down, having a direction you want to go, making choices in that, but having an experimenter's mindset, being open to trial and error, to making mistakes. Just like I talked about imposter syndrome of putting a more expensive coaching package up than you ever thought, even just starting your first course. Like, I had no idea anybody would ever want to buy a course from me. But if I had not wandered aimfully into doing that and give myself permission to try, I wouldn't be here with you, and I wouldn't have a course platform, and I wouldn't be able to talk to you and share all this information, these fun stories. So yeah, that's really what it means to us. And we really love that people start to identify with that too. You know, when they've been in Wandering Aimfully for a while, they're like, yeah, I used to be someone who was like so rigid in my plans, or I used to have no plans. And now I like have a plan, but it's okay that it like veers off from time to time. And it's okay that I get excited about this other thing and I try it out and I get permission to do other stuff, because I am just kind of like wandering, but I've got a goal in a direction I want to go.
Sounds like me. That's why I fit in. Well, on that note, thank you so much for listening to this interview. I hope it gave you some great insight into Teachery and Wandering Aimfully. And if you do want to check it out, there's going to be a link beneath this video that lets you check out my affiliate link, because if you do join through me, you get some cool bonuses that kick you off with Teachery, with templates, with all kinds of goodies. So please check that out if you're interested in that. And thank you, Jason, so much for everything. Thank Caroline for me, and keep doing what you're doing.
Will do. Bye.
Bye. So there you have it. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more about Wandering Aimfully and Teachery and see what bonuses I'm offering for people who join through my affiliate link, go to secretowlsociety.org/teachery. Teachery is spelled T-E-A-C-H-E-R-Y. I'll also put a link in the description of this podcast. Again, thanks. I hope you enjoy the interview, and I'll see you in the next episode.